I want to take you back for a moment in the speech that you gave when you described the U.S. as a nation of cowards when it comes to talking about race. This generated many, many blogs, some of them very critical. A lot of people said, yeah, there are other countries that are not cowardly when it comes to talking about race. On the other hand, they haven't elected a black president or had black secretaries of state, black attorneys general, black supervisors at the office. Maybe you were selling the U.S. short. Any regrets?
No, not really. I mean, I think people needed to look at that speech in its entirety. It was a very hopeful speech. It talked about some deficiencies that I noted in our country. I might have chosen different words.
You mean on the coward? The coward was the word you might rethink?
I might have said, you know, we were reluctant to as opposed to cowards. But I think I stand by what I said in the speech, and that is that, you know, this is a country that has been afflicted with racial issues for much of its history. We have a coming demographic change that's going to make us more diverse than we ever have been. And unless we are willing to talk with one another in an open way about these kinds of issues, this coming diversity might be a negative when it should be a very positive thing for our nation.
But if you had to choose that one phrase again, you think that we are reluctant when it comes to talking about race might have been a word you would go with today.
Yeah, I might have changed that word and saved the bloggers a lot of ink.